right, we've got Natalie in Wet Nose Wednesday, and get ready to meet Brooke. Here comes James Atkins.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thanks to a Legacy Country Corner, Hancock County Humane Society, in with Natalie and Brooke. Hello, and
good morning.
New fresh new
yes,
treats.
Fresh snacks.
Scooby snacks. That's what they look like.
Yeah, really. They do look like Scooby snacks. And over here to my left is Brooke. She's going to take a little bit of a rest.
I was going
to
say.
She is. Yeah, she's probably about 50 pounds, maybe 47-ish. And she is tan. She's probably some type of shepherd mix. Okay. She was just found as a stray, and no one claimed her. She's about 3 years old. Here you go. And once I hoisted her up into the car, she was very good. Yeah, I'm like, come on, let's get in the car. And I'm like, okay, let's bring out these muscles. And she was very good. She was very good. And when she was in the car, she sat down, and then she laid down, and she was just enjoying the ride.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm not sure how she does with other pets. We haven't had her directly interact with other animals. So if you do have another dog and you're interested in mating her, we would ask you to bring in your existing dog just to make sure that they're compatible.
She's kind of loving life.
She is.
On the floor.
She's like, you know what? This is okay.
There may not be a lot of dog in the video. I'm sneaking under the counter here trying to get some video. It's okay.
Well,
I understand. Some days I want to go under the counter.
She's very comfortable. You can't really see, but she is. So if you are interested in adopting her, you can visit us at 4550 Fostoria Avenue. We are there Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 12 to 3. You can always visit our website, too, at www.hancockhumanesociety.com.
Very good. So here we are going into fireworks, hot,
yes,
warm,
yes,
humidity. What do we need to keep in mind?
So first, if you don't have a vet appointment, I would get a vet appointment if your pet is anxious for fireworks. That way you can make sure that they have the necessary medications they need now before, like right before July 4th. Yes. And make sure if you're having people over, make sure that your pets are identified, like they have a collar on, they have some way to identify for people to identify them if they get out. I highly recommend keeping them indoors, even if like you're having like a fire, people over. Some of them get very scared. Even in a fence, they will find a way to get out because they're so scared. So I really recommend keeping them indoors. That way they can escape.
And it's going to be a lengthy 4th of July celebration
because it's
on Thursday through the weekend.
Yes, so please.
Yeah.
And, you know, as always, if you have an emergency, you can always contact contact the local law enforcement, and then they reach out to our animal control officer.
So. Very good. Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
And then last week, Sam got adopted.
Yes, so great story about Sam.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
And his new mom, you know, she didn't mind, and she had two existing dogs, and Sam was like, okay, yeah, let's let's go on home.
Sam looked very comfortable. I saw the photos.
Yes, he really did.
All good.
It was so hard to believe that he's 14 years old.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of people told me. Like,
yeah.
14. Yeah. So. Very good. Yeah. All right.
So
I think
now,
that's it.
Yeah. Now let's try to get Brooke home.
Yeah.
We do still have Asteria. Asteria, she's like a 10-year-old.
Was in last week.
Yeah. She's the pit bull, gray pit bull. And she is looking for a home. And she didn't have the best life either. So we're hoping that someone is able to open their home just like they did for Sam.
Mm-hmm. Brooke is on the floor, I think, snoozing the way it looks. Very comfortable.
Yes, she is.
Natalie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
Rex Howard in the morning, 100.5 WKXA.